If you follow me on Twitter, you'll know that I've been in Germany speaking at the Smashing Magazine conference for the last few days. It was a superb conference and I learned so much, and it was great to hang out with amazingly talented people, etc. Unsurprisingly, the one theme that ran through the entire event was responsive design and the fact that we really have no idea how people are viewing our sites these days. Of course, truthfully, this has always been the case, but as Jeremy Keith pointed out, as web designers, we have all participated in a kind of consensual hallucination that somehow we could define the user's viewing experience. We did this by agreeing to design for a certain fixed width, you know, 960 pixels or whatever, or for a certain set of browsers. But with the explosion of devices capable of accessing the web, it's becoming harder than ever to kind of maintain that hallucination. Mobile phones, TVs, game consoles, tablets, and even fridges can view web pages. This obviously has a huge number of consequences. But the one that really kind of jumps out at me is how inappropriate it now is to design websites using tools like Photoshop or Fireworks. After all, the first thing you do in these tools is set a canvas size. However, we don't know the canvas size the user will be viewing. The web doesn't really have any edges to it. Also, tools like this make it so much harder to demonstrate interaction or things like progressive enhancement. For the longest time, I've kind of resisted this change. However, I adopted the approach when working on the new Headscape site, and I have to say I've found it incredibly liberating. Admittedly, I have no client to please on that project. However, I'm not really convinced that doing design comps in tools like Photoshop make implementing client changes any easier than doing it in the browser. Also, if you've led a client through the design process by showing them things like mood boards, wireframes, etc., the chances of needing to do major iterations are pretty minor. I find myself struggling to think of a good reason to do anything but design in the browser. And perhaps this is something you could help me with, because I'm not willing to give in lightly over this. If you can think of a good reason to keep going with Photoshop-style design comps, then let me know in the comments. I'm honestly interested and don't just want to jump on the bandwagon because it's what the cool kids do. So let me know your thoughts. I'll be fascinated to hear them.